This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A community in on America's West Coast is trying something unusual. Astoria, Oregon is tapping into the carbon market. Instead of chopping down trees, it'll make money by maintaining its forest. Jeff Tyler takes us there.
To reach the 3,700 acres of forest owned by the city, I ride along with Astoria's forester, Mike Barnes. We bounce along the twisty back roads through dense groves of spruce, hemlock, and Douglas fir. We also pass hillsides that have been reduced to a sea of stumps.
This is all gone.
We're looking at an aerial map and the clear cutting that has gone on around the city's watershed.
Oh, this is gone, this is gone. Gone, gone.
Astoria could cut as much as 3% of its forest every year. Instead, Barnes says city leaders decided to cut fewer trees and try something new.
We're foregoing increased harvest in the future and staying at a low level and monetizing the carbon that we're sequestering.
An Oregon law requires power companies to compensate for their emissions. One way is to purchase and conserve forests, which absorb carbon from the atmosphere and sequester it. In return for protecting some trees for 40 years, Astoria will get $2 million. But some town leaders remain skeptical.
I think carbon offsets are kind of silly.
Russ Warr is a member of Astoria's city council. He doesn't believe that protecting the trees will make any difference for the environment. At the same time, he could not pass up the easy revenues.
We're promising not to log some of it for a whole bunch of money. And we weren't going to log it anyway, so in my opinion, that's free money.
But from the buyer's perspective, it's important to lock in Astoria's low rate of logging.
They could actually cut a lot more.
Sheldon Zakreski is with the Climate Trust, which invests utility money in projects that reduce carbon emissions. In this case, Astoria's trees.
This is actually providing them an incentive not to cut. So this is actually preventing them from pursuing more aggressive harvesting, which is something they could do.
Now that Astoria has set a precedent, Zakreski says other cities, even counties and states, could also cash in on their forests by not cutting them down. In Astoria, Oregon, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.